Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What's the mind and body connection all about? Let's go in-depth with Rhonda Thompson and Sherry Ludke with First Street Wellness, Knoxville. Well, Sherry, you and Rhonda have set up a new business here in Knoxville. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, I can. We're located at 210 South First Street, and our name of the building is called First Street Wellness. The idea with First Street Wellness is that we could create a center where people can come, and people who seek out health care needs can come here and feel welcome and relaxed. The atmosphere we hope will be a non-judgmental atmosphere. Right now we promote wellness with mental health care and physical health care with massage therapy.
And you two have extensive background in health care and social work too, right?
Yes, we do. I graduated from Simpson College and 2002 with a BA in sociology, and then I returned for my graduate degree at the University of Iowa and became a licensed independent social worker and graduated from the University of Iowa in 2007.
Sherry, share some of your experience.
I have a long history of nursing. I'm a registered nurse. I've been working since 1993. My background in nursing is actually some med-surg, bedside care, hospice, emergency room, and clinic. In January of 2015, I graduated with licensed massage therapy.
Well, what took you into the massage world?
You know, it's so interesting because working as a nurse for so many years, you know, I felt like we were always helping people, but there was always a gap, and there was always that person that walked away not cared for. And, you know, we kind of said, well, maybe you need mental health or something else they needed, but there was just never felt to be that something else. And then once I started massage therapy, I discovered the something else, and it's the whole body wellness, and it's the mind and the body connection that helps people heal. And so once I got into massage therapy, I discovered that even just with massage, you can help people just by calming their central nervous system. You help them process emotions just by being touched. You help them by relaxing, and it just gives them a full sense of well-being.
Mm-hmm. And so I presume that's, you know, quite a curriculum. It took a long time to learn how to do that, to do it right, to provide the healing. I mean, anybody can give a shoulder rub, but then there are different things that you have to learn, I'm sure.
I feel like there is a lot to learn, and I'm kind of fortunate with my nursing background because I was taught that for 20 years. I was taught how to care for the person, and then massage therapy brought it in as to teach me what touch does for the body. Okay. And you know what's really interesting is with hospice, our patients were in pain, and I can always remember sitting at the bedside wishing there was something else I could do besides look at their medication chart and look at their social worker. I was always the one giving them a hug and leaning into them and holding their hands because it just felt that they needed something more. And with hospice, we did have a massage therapist that came in, and the clients were so much better afterwards, and it just calmed their pain so much. What I have learned in massage therapy is that once you calm the central nervous system, that the body follows in suit, and pain is reduced just by touch.
It probably hits us in, you know, very primal space, doesn't it, massage?
Absolutely. We don't touch each other. In the United States, we don't touch each other. It's kind of forbidden if you pay attention. And actually, that was an obstacle for me to get past, too, because it felt awkward to touch my student massage therapist. But once I got past that and I started feeling how much calmer I was, it was amazing. And I just want to pass that on to other people and just show them how much better they can feel and even more connected to each other.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Rhonda Thompson and Sherry Ludke with First Street Wellness in Knoxville.
Rhonda, what do you envision your practice being here?
Well, I provide individual couples and family counseling, and I use a lot of modalities with that. I can do cognitive behavior therapy. I also have done the solution focus, which is more of a short-term psychotherapy, and just the basic family system working sometimes when it's become dysfunctional because life throws us curveballs all the time. There's obstacles everywhere, or more stress, less time, that we can work on prioritizing and restoring a sense of well-being. Our minds are so scattered. So that's, I think Sherry and I have really worked together on that mind and body connection. Right now I just became trained in a new therapy. Well, it's not new, but relatively speaking, it's new, EMDR. And that stands for eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. Big term for the therapy itself targets trauma. And we know that the body keeps the score. If the trauma is not resolved or healed in a way in the mind, it will settle in the body.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you talking mental trauma or physical trauma or both?
Both. And in the DSM-5 or the DSM-5, they have redirected trauma from the PTSD of the veterans from war as, wartime trauma, to include traumas that are any event that overwhelms the person's ability to cope, mm-hmm. as trauma. And it can be a single episode, or it can be, sometimes I have to talk about the trauma train. Sometimes people have honestly been at war in their family of origin. They've had enough trauma that they've carried it into the rest of their life. So we go back and try to reprocess that trauma and introduce a more adaptive self-core belief that equips them to cope better with everyday stressors, because it's all connected. It doesn't happen in pockets. It doesn't. It all has to flow.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Rhonda Thompson and Sherry Ludke with First Street Wellness in Knoxville.
Well, we might not even realize what's happening, right? I mean, that's just life. It happens. There's not much we can do about it, but you're saying we can?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. When you work with the mind, Rhonda works with the mind and she helps to help resolve that. I work with the body. When the body has trauma, whether it's physical or emotional, and it doesn't even have, it can be even just a car accident can set your body into a trauma mode, and it'll hold that. Your body will hold that trauma and the emotion in your muscles. And so when you work with your mental health and then you do your body work, you can actually heal and feel much better. And you can actually get rid of what we call dis-ease. In massage therapy world, we don't call it disease. Say if you have joint pain or if you have arthritis, we don't call it disease, we call it dis-ease. And massage therapy works to calm the body and rid the body of the dis-ease. And it releases the emotions and the trauma. It's not an overnight process. You do have to work on it and you have to maybe identify that you've had trauma in your life. But it's not all just trauma. I mean, just people who live in a high-stress community. For me, nursing was high stress. We're working with the sickest of the sick. And so that's one of the populations I'd like to reach, are some of the nurses and the school teachers out there that deal with a pretty high level of stress because of the importance of their job. And then just bring them in and help them to release that into calm so they can do their jobs better.
Well, and there's stress in, I guess, just about every job of one sort or another, right?
Yes.
And in every family.
Yes, yes. And there's things that happen, events that happen, that are life-changing.
Mm-hmm.
The way, well, with my in my hospice work, which has just flowed really very nicely in here, a plug for hospice. I learned a lot about living by walking alongside the dying.
Absolutely.
And what I found was that many times they have that life event or the bomb. I call it the bomb goes off, where life is manageable one day, and the next after that event, everything's different. Relationships are different. Environment is different. It's natural disasters. I mean, I just was hearing about the Utah flood with the, you know, it comes in and it changes everything. And it doesn't have to be that magnitude. It can be something inside, like a divorce, mm-hmm. or a child that is born disabled. Life has a way of throwing us some curves that are hard to negotiate sometimes.
Well, so how do you work with, I'm getting the impression of a general impression about how you work together. Do you see it as working together and then with, I don't know, different things specific to your field, or is it all together? How does your relationship
work? The way
work?
I see it, Rhonda and it's not just Rhonda, we have a third massage therapist, or second massage therapist too, and she works evenings here. But the reason that this came about is I felt like Rhonda and I had kind of the same mission in life for some reason when we were working hospice together. We just both felt that there was something more. And we don't take clients together. We don't discuss our clients together. But we just reach out to those people who, let's say, if Rhonda had a customer who she felt was having symptoms of body aches or maybe symptoms of stress, and she knows that that client could benefit by my services, and she could refer to me. And I actually hand out Rhonda's card every so often. I'll have people walk in and they're physically ill, and then I say, and they tend to tell me what's happening in their life, and so then I can refer to Rhonda because I know what she does and I know how she can help. So in my mind, the combination of mind and body work is an excellent combination, along with all, if you just your regular health care and you take care of your mind and your body, you're going to live longer.
And I do want to emphasize the confidentiality.
Yeah.
We are two different separate entities, and we by no means are sharing information between us about any client.
No.
What we're doing is referring, handing the card,
mm-hmm.
and then that's our piece of it. We do not, our confidentiality is the utmost importance.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And we not only refer to each other, we refer out too. You know, I'll refer clients to, you know, or give them suggestion that they might need, say, chiropractor, or, you know, if I feel like I'm not helping them, then I'll give them suggestions on other ways that they can get help.
Mm-hmm. So let's just say I'm just stressed out and, you know, I ache and I don't really know what's wrong. I mean, so how do you figure out what's wrong? If I just give you a call and say, I'm all stressed, my body's showing it, my mind's showing it, I'm not getting along very well at home or at work or mm-hmm. something. How do you sort out who I need to talk to?
That's a really good question.
It is, and I would just encourage anybody that to call Sherry or I
mm-hmm.
and follow up with, I mean, at least come in for an assessment. If it is disrupting your many areas of your life, and it's something that is not going away, it's almost a chronic thing, you owe it to yourself to seek help, and that's what we're here to do.
Oftentimes, if I have a client, and a lot of times you'll start feeling better in one or two visits, depending on what's happening in your body, And for me, when I feel that somebody needs more care, it's when their bodies aren't getting better, when they hold on to the pain or the tension, when the tension is not relieving, then I ask, is there something happening with you or in your life? And a lot of times the answer is yes. And a lot of times they've had trauma that's been unresolved. And that's when I start getting the knowledge and the ideas that we can help them, you know, in other ways, in mental health. And that's when I would refer that person or suggest. I don't necessarily refer, I suggest.
And you're on First Street, Bill Hardin's old office in Knoxville, just right off the downtown
square. Next door
square.
To Jerry's Pizza.
It's a beautiful office, too. I feel Sherry's done an excellent job in opening a place where it's welcoming and it's a calm environment.
Right now, our hours vary, and so we work best by phone calls, too. Phone calls or texts is the best way to get a hold of us. There's not always somebody manning the office. So if you do want to get a hold of us, you would use our cell phones or email or Facebook.
And I do see that the mental health services in Marion County are changing, just like human services are always changing. And I just want to offer something to help the mental health need in Knoxville and surrounding areas.
Is there going to be an opportunity for people to come visit, look around, chat?
Rhonda and I are planning open house on September 30th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. We'd love to see you come out and just check out our building and check us out. Have something to drink and a little to eat.
Thanks to Rhonda Thompson and Sherry Ludke for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.